stupid songs. So come and sing along. Yeah, it's the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel.
Hey, welcome to the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel. I'm Joel.
I'm Dave.
Can we get harmonies for each of our voices, please?
I'm Dave. Joel.
No, wait. You know who you are.
I'll be
so
Joel.
So let's start with you.
Okay. Welcome to the Noise Hole.
I'm Joel.
Okay.
And I am Dave. That was an octave, not a harmony.
Just an octave.
Hell yeah.
Do you have a new power?
Dude,
Do you have a new superpower that I don't know about?
I brought in my signature guitar.
Noise Boys.
Complete with whammy bar.
Noise Boys, if you can't see this, which I don't think you can. Dave is literally bending the neck of his guitar up like a noodle
it's like
towards his head.
Like I'm strangling a goose.
It is. And that goose is not loose.
If you bend a goose's neck, it actually goes, ah!
Is that why they call that the goose bend?
The goose bend. That's
the thing that Van Halen always did?
Exactly, yeah.
The classic, yeah. The classic EVH goose bend. Oh, I'm so glad.
I'm sitting here with my big perp, which is my signature guitar from Schecter. And I'm hoping
that I like how you're saying that like it's the Dave McNichol-Fatrick model.
I know.
2020.
I really want Schecter to... well, I hope Mr. Schecter's listening to this and going, fuck me. He makes that guitar sound amazing.
Richard Schecter.
Isn't that rad
as fuck? It made sci-fi noises.
It really does make up for my lack of ability.
Now, let me ask you this, because this is serious.
How serious?
It's very serious.
I'm wearing sunglasses because I'm scared to connect with you on an emotional level, especially
Are you looking
you
at the top of my forehead and not my eyes?
Yeah, okay. Because I know how serious you're about to get.
I am serious.
Okay.
I just activated Siri on my phone. Shut up, bitch!
Siri is like what they would have called Siri in Roman times.
Serious. So like, query, serious.
Query, serious.
But which, how many roads lead to Rome?
All roads lead to Rome.
Tell me how to defeat Brutus.
Calculating the best route to defeat
Brutus.
No. Can you do that effect, that sci-fi laser beam effect, in every song always, and does it ever run out of the appeal?
Do you want me to try it for every song in the Noise Hole, or what are you thinking?
I think we should do a sample of three songs.
Okay.
Play,
like famous classics?
Yeah, let's try this, okay? So I'm going
to
go...
You're going to have to go into bass then in that case.
Nope.
Okay.
You're just going to come in with the dive bomb.
All right.
Let's see.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mama Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
That's
what do you think?
That's a yes.
That's if you play that back, it sounded like a bee was on your shoulder trying to sing with you.
Yeah. I think it worked perfectly.
Like, it sounded like you were performing a charity single with your fellow artists, but they're all bees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's try it again. Let's do another
one. Okay, give me another song.
Do Paranoid.
Okay.
I mean, this one's gotta work, right? This has gotta work.
That's
sure.
it, right?
Yes.
Got it! Ah, play some drums!
Oh, spot on.
All right.
He's in fine form today. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
You gotta admit, it is rad.
But don't you think we were in the right genre for that?
So you want to go out of the bubble a little bit?
Yeah,
you want to wander.
Like, I feel like Let It Be was one where right. it probably shouldn't have worked.
No,
but
I get it.
Did
you are a long neck and you want to go play with some three horns? Let's go do it.
What?
Let's go do that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
What other song?
Metal bands don't play with rock and roll.
What other song? Okay. Oh,
give me something. I don't know. Eva Cassidy, Fields of Gold.
Nope. Let's see.
Is that a Weezer song?
Yes. Oh, it could be. Let's do that. Let's do.
All right.
Okay.
Gary, for your own good, you need to chill the fuck out.
That's way too fast.
To be fair, you didn't even tell him what you wanted.
He said he heard you say Weezer song.
That could have been Photograph. Possibly one of my favorite Weezer songs.
It's in the photograph.
No! What is that? That sounded like some techno shit. That sounded like I was playing
Gary!
Wipeout on the PlayStation.
How many eggs have you had today?
Oh, man, too many. Eggs,
is
Gary.
Is your mouth full of egg?
Gary, are you being an egg Gary today? I hate egg Gary. Gary! Someone in the Discord drew a really cool fucking drawing of you. I might get it tattooed on my back. Yeah. It really is.
No!
Stop! He's screaming.
I'm going to kill him.
I hit this bad cop screaming cop routine that we've got going on.
Gary, play a
nice
simple
too.
Fucking 4/4 beat, you potato head bitch.
He's scared now. He's fucking terrified. Come on, Gary. Oh, God. See, he's slipping.
I don't think he can play.
That's because you scared the shit out of him.
He is crying
now. He's mortified.
He's trembling.
Gary, go take a shit. Go lay off.
Take an easy shit, Gary.
Go lay off some steam.
Go push out some steam.
This might be the episode where we need to talk about rules for us and Gary. Where we need to coax the best Gary out of him. Sometimes we give him erg, and sometimes we just don't yell at him.
Egg. Give egg.
Whoa!
It's cool, isn't it?
Somebody's honey is crowding my eyes, but somebody's gold one is giving me chills. Guess I'm just closing my eyes. Oh yeah.
For coming in right at the end there, Gary.
Gary.
Piece of shit.
Are you feeling better? Are you all right? Okay. Joel sometimes just speaks too loudly. It doesn't mean he's angry.
It means I'm very angry. No, it means I'm enraged.
I think, okay, here's a few rules.
Oh, we have Gary rules?
Yeah, we need Gary rules. Because look at him. He's a shaking mess of bones and piss.
I hate him.
What about this?
Stop shaking piss everywhere, Gary.
You tell me your problem with Gary, and I will facilitate
it,
and I relay it in a way that he can understand.
You want to be my Gary translator?
Not necessarily translator, but I want to take the pure, unadulterated rage that you possess for Gary and distill it into something that's palatable for him to improve himself with.
Don't you think that's a little bit of a soft touch? How's he going to learn anything?
I don't know. I didn't learn anything from my biological dad because he's dead.
Well, mine too.
Okay.
So high five.
Is that where we... All right. Is that where we're going wrong?
Oh, do you think it's because we don't have biological dads?
We had
That's why we can't take care of Gary.
We have big, bad, biological dads who are dead in the ground.
Dad in the ground.
That's the Weezer song. There's lion on the floor, which I assume is an actual lion, and then there's dad in the ground.
Lion on the floor, dad in the ground. Daddy is dead now, I got no dad.
Let's do that again.
Lying on the floor, dead in the ground. Daddy is dead, I've got no dad. Guess I'll just have a mom.
That was pointless.
Do you think it upsets people that we so casually talk about our dead biological dads?
Is that an upsetting topic? I guess if you have a dad that you like, or possibly a dad that you did like who is now dead, that might be triggering.
What if you didn't know anything about your biological dad, and then only a couple of years ago you discover that you have a dead biological dad?
Well, it seems like you're speaking from experience.
A modicum of experience. I've had 2 years' experience, which isn't enough to put on a CV. But
Mr. Rigglefatrick, it says here you've got, first of all, you know MS Word proficiently. That you are an expert in the full Office suite and mm-hmm. have some skill in Flash 5, but mm-hmm. never bothered to upgrade to Flash CS.
That's all true.
Okay. It also says here you have
progressed straight to animate, if you don't.
Since you have a vast experience with dead dads.
Well, we say vast experience, but, I mean, I've had 2 years' experience dabbling with dead dads.
Dead dabbling?
Dead dad.
That's dead dadling.
It's part of the Adobe suite.
Ah. Adobe Dead Dad. So if I gave you...
And Adobe Dead Dad extensions.
Yeah, okay, oh good. And you use the media encoder to make sure it's compatible with all other Adobe products.
Absolutely.
Like Adobe Live Mom.
So, yeah. Ableton Live Mom.
Ableton Live Mom. And then there's Ableton Push Dad in the Ground. Give me a fucking hit when I do it, Gary.
And so... I mean, yeah, it's all there on the table, man. I wouldn't call it a lot of experience, but I was kind of thrust into it.
There's a comfort level.
Yeah, I was kind of thrown into the deep end, and I would say I picked it up pretty quickly. Particularly, I don't know if I put this on my CD, but my dead biological dad was a Nazi.
Oh!
And possibly a pedophile. So,
really?
Yeah, so really I had to jump in.
Is that what killed him?
And compartmentalize that. He got stuck inside a little boy.
Died.
His dick got chewed off by a little boy's bum.
Well, at least he's a Nazi.
And he
is
bled
dead.
To death.
Yeah, at least a Nazi has died, so that's positive.
Yeah. So,
if we gave you an on-the-job test to identify living dads versus dead dads, how do you think you would do?
I think I would do pretty good.
Well,
welcome to Panera Bread.
Here,
you start
at Panera
Monday.
Bread. We've got a space for you. It's going to open up like a grave to swallow a dead.
Can I ask,
before
I start, what relevance does that have to my job as a sandwich artiste at Panera Bread?
That's
Subway. That's
Subway.
Sandwich.
We're called...
Monger.
We are called Renaissance Sandwich Mongers at Panera Bread.
Beautiful.
It's going to help you identify when a little boy orders a sandwich, whether you have to ask a dad if he's allowed to have... that many pickles.
And if the dad is covered in flies,
you don't
with
have
worms
to ask,
coming out of his eyes.
That boy's on his
that
own.
That boy is dead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
the dad's
no,
dead.
The boy is never. Mr. Micklefat, never mind. I thought we were on the same page. Next candidate, please. Get out!
I've just thought of a great use for both of our dead dads.
Oh, it was it fertilizer?
We could tie them both to our feet and go water skiing with
oh, you
them.
Think?
Yeah.
I can't imagine there's enough left to get any buoyancy, but...
You don't think there's any vigor mortis?
I'm not going to rule anything out. Was that the guy from Lord of the Rings?
Vigor mortis. It sounds like a wrestler.
Well...
Or Victor Mortis.
At least we've started things on an up note. Here's at least we are talking dead dads, sad lads...
And mad and beds.
And sweet, bendable guitar riffs. Do you... Okay, I have another proposition for Whammy, the Whammy Challenge.
Whammy the Whammy Bar.
Hey, kids. It's me, Whammy.
Are your guitar skills sucking? Spice them up
with
me.
Hide them with me. My question is...
It is pretty rad.
Could you soften the blow of bad news by following it with a sweet dive bomb?
Oh, I'm having a great day. Dave, there's something I have to tell you.
Yeah.
Your dad, your biological dad... Oh, mm-hmm. I know nothing about him. He's dead, a pedo, and he's got worms in his face. Oh, and he's a Nazi.
Oh. That almost sounded like it accentuated the sadness. What about a... How about what a wee-wee? How about a wee-wee? Okay, hold on. Like hold on to that. Dave, what? It's me, your wife. Wife.
Wife number one?
It's me. Wave? It's me. Wife underscore final dot JPEG.
Dot new.
Yeah, dot new slash new slash final. Dot MP3.
Right.
I don't know how to tell you this, because you just found out that your biological dad is a dead Nazi pedophile.
Wife, you know you can communicate with me better than anyone. I can communicate you. That is why we got married in the place.
I communicate you better than anyone.
That's correct.
Everyone know that.
You channel me and distill me into a fine whiskey for which you can drink and ferment in your stomach and eventually piss on.
Put you in a barrel right now.
If I could like put my dead in a barrel. Oh, no, it's a casket.
It's exactly what I would do. No. Husband.
Husbando.
Husbando?
Yes, waifu.
Thank you.
Yes, waifu-san sama.
It's something I gotta tell you that I don't know how to say, but I'm hoping that the way I deliver the message is gonna soften the blow.
Baby, you know that any way you arrange those words together is gonna fit fine with me because you know me better than my real life dad does or my dead dad who never met me. Okay.
I'm just gonna come out with it.
All right.
I sold my tits to buy magic beans.
What?
And then what? Then what happens? No.
I missed it, didn't
you? You beefed it so hard.
I beefed it like a stew. Let's try it again.
Dave, I've sealed my vagina with quick-set concrete.
I don't know if it improves the situation at all. Oh my God, you have 3 hours to live. We're going to have to get a chisel.
Well, that's where you come in. Ah.
That sounds like shit. Let's try that again. You asked for a wee wee, didn't
you? There you go, yeah. Very nice.
Okay.
I want you to seal your dick in this steel bar.
Why?
And chisel away.
Why?
At my minge.
This is hard mode. This is nightmare difficulty.
If you can't do that, then we probably shouldn't be together.
What a challenge to set.
I guess my question, and the Noise Boys, you can ruminate on this as we go forward. Would the bad news of your life, for instance, that your wife has sealed her crevasses, would the blow be softened by Yeah.
Right.
That's all I'm wondering.
You want this guitar, don't you?
No.
I know you
I do. Don't want to do that.
Tell me about this guitar. What do you think?
I think for you it's great.
Why?
I think
let's get down and personal with our guitar test.
Okay,
let's
fine.
Yeah.
I think when I see a flame top quilt, a quilted pattern flame top purple ass guitar that looks like a lowrider paint job for a pimp.
Are you saying it's a little tacky?
Oh, it's quite tacky. But it's shaped like a medieval weapon.
Right.
You know?
Right.
When I see that and then I hear the Meatles and Squeedles coming out of it, I go, well, that's obviously a Dave.
Right.
It's got a fish hook on the front.
Yes.
It looks like you should be gutting a trout with it. Yeah, it's all sharp and angular and purple.
Well, I think it's kind of it's flashy in the right spots, but it's not quite a BC Rich that has so many spikes and horns coming out of it that sure. I feel like that's a guitar that you need to back up with your playing. This one's more a case of like, oh, it's got a nice gimmick, which is the aforementioned squeedly deedles.
Is that how you see yourself?
What?
As
a gimmick?
A sharp-edged device with a nice gimmick for making people enjoy it.
Oh, don't cut yourself on that edge, boy. I think this guitar is probably the flashiest guitar that I will ever own. I don't think my playing is quite enough to back it up. I think flashy guitar is very audacious. You ever see someone playing it like a guitar shape, like a pizza slice or something?
Or like a leg.
Or like there's a fucking Geiger-esque painting on it.
Yeah, it's like the guy from Cheap Trick.
I'm sorry, leg?
Yeah,
leg
the guy
guitar?
From Cheap Trick is going to have a guitar that looks like a lady's leg.
Right.
Maybe spread open so it's got two necks.
Right.
and he's
in the middle of it.
He's
going,
right in between them. Yeah. No, he's right in between the sweet spot.
That's how he plays
between
it.
The two necks going...
He's playing it like Jimi Hendrix does with his teeth.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. I've
that actually sounds really bad when he does that.
It really does, yeah.
It's like... People are just impressed that it's happening with his incisors.
I think Jimmy just really needed to floss mid-set.
I got a piece of pork stuck in my mouth, baby. Oh, there it goes. Look out, baby, you're in the splash zone. You're going to get a chunk of pork in your eyeball.
Oh, it becomes projectiles when I pull back far enough. Bing, bong. What were we talking about? What is your... What's your
pork eyeballs? Yeah?
What's your perfect guitar?
I tend to go more traditional.
That's with an E on the end.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a umlaut in there somewhere.
Traditional.
Okay.
I tend to be a Fender guy and by extension a Music Man guy.
Why is that?
They are shaped correctly. They play correctly. But the reason I am more of a Music Man guy is, so non-nerds...
You want to get off the little beaten track.
Non-guitar nerds. And this is... We don't get into a lot of tech and a lot of inside baseball, but... Leo Fender sold Fender to CBS in the 70s.
CBS, as in the news corporation?
Yes.
Wow.
CBS owned it
until...
Oh, they've owned it until like just a few years ago, I think.
I see.
So he was kind of ousted.
Now Fox?
It's owned by Rupert Murdoch. Every Fender guitar is a transmitter that plays Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
No. he was kind of ousted. And he was like, they won't let me make the guitar. I don't know what he sounds like. They won't let me make the guitar I want to make. I'm going to start a new company called a Music Man.
Oh, that's Leo Fender.
Yeah, that's Leo Fender.
Right.
From Louisiana.
He was ousted with an umlaut.
Yeah. So
ousted.
So he went and started Music Man and made...
I'm going to call it Music Man.
They said...
But
they said...
You are only one man. How will you make music? And he went, I got an idea.
They said, actually, it's music person. You cannot gender that.
That changed it this year, actually.
Oh.
you, as an owner of two Music Man instruments, actually, I was sent a clear sticker to put over the headstock that changed the name.
Actually, it's music person.
Yeah, and please destroy all non-music person paraphernalia. I have a Music Man Stingray bass, and I have a Music Man vintage late 70s era Stingray guitar that's called... It's basically the Strat that Leo never got to make. So it's got humbuckers and split single coils.
He was up in his own company in Fender at the top of the building, and he's going, I just want to make this guitar.
I wish it had split single coils and a fucking humbucker.
And everyone at the table is going,
no, Leo, it ain't going to happen, Leo. You got to make a new company if you're going to let that happen. You ain't doing that in here.
We're selling this company to the Stevie.
That's right. Within these walls, you ain't going to get to make your own signature guitar, Leo.
All these swamp boys that are on the board of directors at Fender.
Making guitars down in Louisiana. My headstock got eaten by an alligator.
Yeah, it's a lot like that. I think they rode a chariot powered by alligators into the room.
Have you noticed that every bit that we do is in relation to the proximity of where you're from?
Uh-huh.
So everything happens in Louisiana.
Sure.
Everything.
Yeah.
In the high rises of Baton Rouge.
Uh-huh. Do you know that they're only high because there's... It's like an iceberg. Whatever you see above the swamp, there's 10 times more below it.
What, shit?
Well, no, floors of the building. So they sink a 100-story building into the swamp, and you only see 10 stories.
Well, that happened in Louisiana a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
So they didn't let him make the guitar he wanted. So when he founded Music Man, he made this weird, some would say, heavy, large... Maybe unattractive to rude. Buyers.
That is incredibly rude.
Guitar.
Why would you call me that?
It's and I bought it when I was a youngin, and I love it.
How young were you?
I was probably 20.
A youngin,
and I saw.
And you
it.
Said, "For my own money, that's the guitar." For my squiddly D's.
I said, "You know what
D's.
I love? I love the feel of a Strat, but you know what else I love? I love the sound of a humbucker."
Who were you talking to?
The gods. And they went, behold,
and it came child, down from the
behold the Music Man. The Lady of the Lake anointed me the Music Man.
Take this, for it will save you in times of peril. It's dangerous to go out there and rock alone.
Whenever you need me, Joel Child, play the pentatonic scale. I pulled it out of the muck and mire, held it aloft as lightning shone through the sky. Play the riff of 075 to call me.
My guitar journey. And so you're still with that shape. That sounded great, by the way. What the fuck was that?
That's what he taught me to do.
The gods just played through your fingers.
Yeah, well, that's why there was smoke.
Right.
Filling the. That's why you can smell sulfur.
I'm glad that didn't. I thought that was Gary smoking again.
Gary's smoking!
He's not smoking.
Do you want to try this where I say the thing? I want to scream, Gary, have you been smoking?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Okay. Well, you just yelled at him, so I need to translate.
Oh, okay.
That?
Let's pretend I didn't.
You freaked him out.
He's taking his sticks out of his ears.
Okay. Okay, let's try this.
All right.
What do you want to say to Gary?
Gary, have you been smoking? But I want to yell it at the top of my lungs.
Okay. Gary. Hey, buddy. Gary, we're a little concerned for your health over here. Just wondering if you're keeping up with your non-smoking. You've been doing really well. Yeah. Yeah, full of death and fire. That's right, buddy. Get those lungs.
Fire! Fire from
Stop.
Smell!
Stop.
I don't think it worked.
You see that last bit? That thing that you did at the very end.
Which?
Let me try it.
Fire from smoke! Yeah!
That.
I don't get it.
Don't do that.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Gary is fucking quaking right now. I think a bit of shit came out of his trousers.
It rolled down his pants leg for sure. But that happens.
All right, Gary, go take a shit. Let's get back.
So, getting back on that topic and then finishing this off.
Yes.
That is the guitar that I like. It's got, and it crosses every little box. It is a little bit vintage, but it wasn't too expensive, but it is more expensive than cheap.
Mm.
It's I paid about $550. It's worth about a grand now.
And now you feel like you've got something that's worth a hunk of monk. You got something right there.
And it's weird.
And it's yours, and it's a little strange.
It's a little strange, and everyone that sees it goes, what the fuck is that? I don't even know if people would like it. I don't know if anyone would pick it up and go, ooh, this plays nice.
Right.
I just fucking love it. And It's got way too many buttons and switches, kind of like a jazz master.
Uh-huh.
They all do something.
How often could do you dick around what? With the tone?
Never.
On that thing.
I turn all the knobs all the way up.
All
and
the
I
way
flip,
to the right.
I'll flip all the switches, and it's fine. I never touch it.
I rarely engage with the neck humbucker.
The neck humper?
Yeah. The you know, the one meant to be for lead tones. I always find that the default setting's better.
Sure.
Anyway.
So, let's move on. I like a certain guitar. You like a certain guitar.
We didn't even...
Never the twain shall meet.
I guess I'll not talk about it today, but I do have a relatively short guitar journey, I suppose.
We're like the Israelis and Palestinians, Dave. They should build a concrete barrier between us, and we should fire our guitars at each other till we're all dead.
What?
No comment?
Okay. I'm trying to find the link there.
Are you staying out of that one?
I'll mostly agree with you. I think that's an apt thing to say. Okay. Timely. And, yes. I'm just trying to find the link between having different guitar tests and hurling projectiles over a wall.
Because it's as dumb as why people kill each other.
Sure.
All over the world.
Okay, yes. And that is happening everywhere at the moment. Have you seen the shit that's going on in India?
No, let's not talk about it.
Oh, yeah, we're not that kind of...
Just talk about guitars and music and dick jokes.
Good times,
oh,
baby.
Good fun times.
The news is on. Matt Al's going, well, today... In the news, you're not going to believe what Donald Trump did. And I go, no, good time. Give me damn good time, baby. Give me good time. That's all I want. And then the
team. Give me them good times, good times. Give me those good times.
See? What? Let it go.
Good times, give me good times. Gotta turn up the news.
Yeah. Sorry,
that's a halfway decent motto for being alive and trying to maintain sanity today.
Just had to expel a little bit of energy there.
Give me those good times.
Gotta turn off the news.
Matt Al gives me the blues.
That was rocking. I almost want to do that again.
No.
It sounded like when Kiss were on last
That actually
week.
Happened to me last night when I got home, turned on the telly, and said, what's on? What's on this evening?
What is on the Gogglebox?
Oh, look, it's the last 10 minutes of Matt Al. Let me see if she wraps things up.
Right.
And she says,
why do you watch her?
Because
she sucks.
Cynical in a way that I find flippant and almost irresponsible in today's climate.
For real.
Because she starts everything going, well, Trump did it again.
You realize you're courting your own bad mood.
If he stood up in front of the world and said, I sold a pardon to a donor. Well,
right.
I guess that's how it is now.
But she's not just giving you the news. She's not just giving the news. She's giving you a tone. She's giving you a mood. She's passing a mood on to you for you to feel.
See,
which is her fucking indignance and going, I'm angry, well, and so should you.
And a BBC news person would have gone, it seems today the American President Trump has admitted publicly to selling a pardon for $200,000 in donations. In other news, the Queen's corgis have taken a shit.
Oh, they're all dead.
They are all dead because they've shit themselves to death. The Queen's very sad, and all of her children have abdicated the throne.
All the dogs have left, the children have exited the bunker, and the Queen is left on her own to piss about.
Harry has become the new corgi. He is being paraded around on a leash, and that is all.
Do you think Harry...
Half past the hour, BBC News.
Prince Harry, right? He said, I don't want anything to do with the royal family. But he's left for 2 weeks, and he's like, fuck, I miss those sandwiches that they have up at Buck Palace.
Buck Pal, give me that B-Pal!
And so, yeah, Bopal's a different thing. But let's not talk about that. And so he sneaks in, dressed as a corgi.
Woof, woof.
Woof, woof.
Give me a Sammy.
Woof, woof. Give me a hot Sammy. I'm your lost corgi. And the queen goes, oh,
I thought they were all dead. We found a little corgi. We still got one. I crushed them with my scepter.
She's got a little bonsai corgi. Yes. She, you know, she actually like filmed a bunch of that stump porn with her dogs.
Oh, no.
Where she stands on her dogs in high heels for the highest bidder. That's what happened.
Is that how they have, the Windsors have their money?
Yeah.
They've been making
stump porn
for 500 years.
With corgis. Except it used to be men.
As everyone in Britain knows, but because we are a worldwide organization, I will recap. The Windsor family started in 1291, standing on poor people with shoes made of stone. Others would throw their money, their fine baubles and gold pieces, and that is why they are the largest landowners in Europe.
In the world. Thank you. And Prince Harry saw all
25 past the hour, BBC World News.
And now for sport.
So, I see that kind of stuff, and it makes me want to go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Good times, give me good times. Gotta turn off the news. Good times, give me good times. Mad out, give me the blues.
Shut up! Gary, kick in. Come on, extend it. Guitar man.
I hope the Noise Boys are appreciating your
wankery,
enhanced wankery in this episode. That's a candidate for episode title.
Enhanced wankery. I don't like it.
You don't?
Personally. This is where we fundamentally disagree. You like enhanced wankery, I don't. Let's ask the Noise Boys. Build the wall.
I'm just saying.
build that wall.
Just build that wall.
We'll start hurling projectiles.
Just start throwing guitar bodies at you.
You mentioned questions from the Noise Boys.
I do want to take some questions from the Noise Boys.
Do you want to do a quick fire kind of a thing? Because we've probably got a gamut of questions.
Oh, there's a lot. But you know what? I tend to read the new ones. So this is from a new Noise Boy who has never submitted a question before. Julia Cintrone.
Cintrone.
Which, as we know, is Spanish for tangerine.
Really?
Nope.
It sounds like a delicious liqueur.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Can I have Cintrone on the rocks?
Could I get the Jeremy Cintrone, please? Okay. Julia, sorry?
Julia. Mm. You just told me about misgendering guitars. Hello, Dave and Joel. I'm only in high school. Your parents let you listen to podcasts?
Oh, my God.
They should be...
Back in my day, we didn't even have an iPod.
Hello, Dave and Joel. I'm only in high school, so I didn't grow up with most of the music that you guys talk about.
Okay.
But I do find myself liking a lot of the songs you've introduced me to. That's all we want.
Aww.
That's really all we want. However, the only songs that I was familiar with was a couple of Green Day songs.
This is fascinating.
But I only... Oh, no!
Go on.
But I only knew the Kids Bop versions.
Yay!
Fuck!
Have you ever heard the Kids Bop versions where they're mostly sung by the old guy that coordinates everything? It's kind of weird.
The one that I... Before I finish that question, the one that sticks out the most to me is I was at my kid's school... When she was in like first or second grade.
Right.
And I heard this.
Sounds like Trap.
And it was,
I've
never seen a diamond in the flesh.
And I'm like, at school?
Cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. Everybody's like gold teeth, gold goose playing at the playground.
It's fucking dumb.
That's absurd.
The verses are the same, but then every time it's like, oh, there's like blood in the hotel room. It's like,
gold teeth, gold goose playing at the playground. Something, something fun in the hotel room. We don't care. Doing homework in our dreams. Everybody's left.
Stop. I hate it. I absolutely despise it. I let you go on far too long.
I know.
There. And so.
But I was waiting for when does it turn? And it turned in the weirdest direction in a way that made no sense and was offensive.
You have to admit, Kids Bop is one hell of a money making exercise.
Oh,
some
on
old
like
guy
a
went,
hundred of them.
I just get a bunch of kids and make them sing songs, pay the cover charge, literally a charge for covering a song,
yeah,
and then selling it on a disc. I make fuck tons of money.
So I'm not familiar with Kids Bop. We never had it growing up. Instead, the first time I ever actually heard of Kids Bop was watching a Drew Gooden video. He's a pretty funny YouTuber, and he went through it. And in particular, he showed a version of All the Small Things by Blink-182. But it's sung by the guy that coordinates it and occasionally backed up by kids. So for some reason, even though it's for kids, the guy sounds like a...
All the small things don't care.
Wait. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders was singing All the Small Things?
I am requesting your assistance in singing All the Small Things by Blink-182.
Can we do that song?
Yep.
In the style of
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
Yep.
All right. Great. Throw yourself on bass. Let's go.
All the small things reduce spending. Green deal is pending as the world's ending. I'm not a chump. Pick me, I'll be Trump. Get on top of climate change. My policies ain't so strange. Say it ain't so. Come on, Bernie Bros. Let's make these hoes. The White House is hot. La 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 la.
My name, Bloomberg. I am a rich nerd. I paid off all the guys at the debates, so everybody thinks I'm great.
Everyone would take a risk voting for you with stop and frisk. Get the fuck out of town. Manhattan said you were a bad man.
Say it ain't so. Come on, Bernie Bros. Let's beat these hoes. The White House is home. But now
did Bloomberg show up in the middle of that?
There he, yeah.
Hey,
there he
everybody,
goes.
It's me, Bloomberg.
I still don't know what he sounds like.
He sounds like this. It's a perfect impression.
Hey, boo boo. You've turned into a Michael Bloomberg.
And that's kind of how Bernie sounds.
Everyone? I don't know, Bernie. Are you saying that everyone gets a little from the picnic basket according to their ability, but everyone according to their needs, Bernie?
What if,
I don't know about this, Bernie.
What if the people control the means of production, Bernie?
Aye! Everyone gets a fair shake. We have free Medicare, Bloomberg.
I'm Ranger Smith. I'll be moderating this debate.
Bernie Bear and Bloomberg.
Bernie Bear and Blue Blue.
Blue Blue. I don't think the Ranger's going to like this, Blue Blue.
I don't know, Bernie Bear. I see an unfamiliar moose over there. We should go pat him down and ask for his papers.
Get him up against the tree, Blue Blue. Let's check him out. I don't trust him.
Bernie, you're saying you'll give a little bit from your picnic basket to everybody, and I have the biggest picnic basket of all.
All I'm saying is that the top 5% could put a little bit more crust of their sandwich in the plate for everyone to take off. We'd all be better off as a society.
How are we going to pay? You say Jellystone National Park will be better. How are we going to pay for all these sandwiches, Bernie?
Jesus Christ.
I imagine Jellystone Park is a democracy, right? Oh, that's not true, because Ranger Smith...
You don't think Ranger Smith is an oligarch?
No, you're right, because he is always trumping around, and everyone's fucking terrified of him.
Oh, here comes the Ranger Blue. Bernie sings all the small things. Dave, we have not actually even read the question with such a detour.
Okay.
So let's read that question.
We need to stop this. We get way off the beaten track and then caught in a trap.
A picnic basket trap, Bernie.
I can't hold out.
Okay. My head. So the actual question from a noise boy. Here it is. But I only knew the Kidz Bop version, so there's two things I want to ask.
Mm.
What's the name of the Green Day song that you guys played a little bit of after 286 during episode 30? Because I really like that song and it's driving me crazy. Uh-oh. I don't know.
Does he give us any hints?
No. Let me pull up my notes for all episodes.
Oh, no. Okay.
And see.
I'm going to guess. Can I guess?
Go for it.
I bet it's 86.
Do you think so?
I'm just guessing.
Hey, Noise Boys, Joel here with a clarification. Even though we go on to play 86, I went back and listened to episode 30, and what the question asker is actually referring to is the song El Scorcho by Weezer off of the album Pinkerton. So if you want to hear that song, that's the song that she's talking about that we played in episode 30. Back to your noise hole.
Oh, I see what she means. We played a song called 286 about, I think it was about having a 286.
No,
but it was a parody.
No, it wasn't about the computer.
What was it about?
It was about Billy Joe being 286.
Oh, right.
I think it was about a parody being
of
overweight.
The song 86
by Green Day.
That's on Insomniac.
Right. Nope.
Yeah, it is.
Play You're it. Right. Okay. Hang on. Are we playing it in E flat?
You just
as
play
it originally
it.
Was? Okay.
See?
A one, a two, a one, hey, two, three, four.
What brings you around? Did you lose something the last time you were here? That's it all by now.
I don't know words.
That I love if it was your identity.
Quick, go take a shit. Run.
All right. So
that's called 86. It's off Insomniac.
What Julia is saying is that there's a Kidz Bop version.
So there's a Kidz Bop version.
Don't hit your butt on the way out.
It probably doesn't even do that. I bet it's something like, don't forget your homework after class.
Leave an apple for the teacher for a pass.
I really hope on this test that you pass.
Does it have to be related to school shit?
It's not. It's not usually related to school shit. It's just about...
That's so fucking patronizing. Go home and play sweet video games.
It's always just watered down to be unthreatening, but it often goes nearly against the grain of the original song's meaning.
Right.
So it's like a depressing song or a song about like that one, for instance, where it's like, get the fuck out, get out of my fucking life, you're dead. And but it just takes all that out and it's like innocuous and baby-fied. Second part of the question, can you guys do a Kidz Bop version of the song that you like? We just did.
We just did.
Except it was Bernie.
We absolutely did. We already covered that.
I hope you guys answered my questions. Thank you for answering my previous email. Oh, I guess we already had one from Noise Boy. We did have one from Noise Boy Julia. That's right.
Julia.
I remember that.
Hey, first of all, thank you for writing in. And also, thank you for listening to the Noise Hole and checking out what we have to say, even though you're not very familiar with the music. I think it's refreshing and interesting that you would check it out.
That's
particularly
truly
since
all I want. I want someone to hear the funny jokes and go, but maybe there's music I should explore.
Right. And I'm definitely not the kind of person to be like, oh, kids these days are listening to that shitty-ass Xanax trip.
I am.
It sucks. Because I see where it comes from. You know,
from a shithole.
what I mean is like, for example, that weird sort of Xanax emo trap or whatever, it comes back from all the bands that we were listening to in like 2002, like Brand New and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so there's a clear line between
it got worse.
I guess people were saying that about fucking grunge as well. You know how it goes.
I know.
And so, Julia, thank you for not making us feel obsolete.
Yeah, Julia, you're our favorite Noise Boy this week.
Good job.
Give her a hit, Gary. Yeah, I mean, we definitely already did a... Is it Kidz Bop if it was Bernie doing Blink-182?
I think
Bernie, 182.
Bernie is very down with the kids. I've noticed that all the hardcore and punk kids on my feeds are like... A lot of them are like non-voters. They're like, the system sucks, man. But in this particular... Yeah, I know. And they're all like fucking 30. But in this instance, they're like, this Bernie guy... I'm going to vote for him. And I'll go back to non-voting if that doesn't work.
I'll try it once.
But let's
try it one time.
But let's talk about that real quick. He's got that energy. He's got the energy of the youth. He's invigorating the cool kids, or at least the kids that I would hang out with.
I like that it's taking an 81-year-old to get cool kids energy.
I got
all the energy.
Real cool kids on the other side of town.
And the real cool kids.
Got a sing down
and to talk about. About the other kids. It's a real cool club, but you're not a part of it.
But you're not a part of it.
Get out of here.
Bloomberg.
Bloomberg, get out.
But Bernie, I want to be at the cool kids club.
Blue, blue. I'll never get over Bernie the Bear and Blue, Blue.
And Blue, Blue. That should be the name of this episode.
You think?
Yeah.
Bernie the Bear and Blue,
Blue. Blue, Blue.
Jesus Christ. Noise Boys, it's that time where we tell you there's only one thing you got to do. If you want three things, do you want to support the Noise Hole? Yes.
Of course I do.
Do you want more Noise Hole?
The answer is yes.
Yes.
100%.
Do you want to get the episodes before anyone else? Early Noise Hole. The earlier the better.
The early Noise Boy catches the Noise Hole.
The early boy catches the hole.
Right.
If you want those three things in your life, our Patreon's the only place you can go. It's the only place that can help you.
Where the fuck is that?
Oh, it's patreon.com/noisehole.
Get onto your computing machine and type that in and use your fingers to delicately fucking direct your way there and throw down some dollars for us. I'm demanding it.
Welcome, my son. Welcome to computing machine.
Okay.
We're not beginning with that. No.
Nope.
We're not even going to begin that. All right. So, do you want to go on?
$1 gets you on our Discord. $5 gets you early episodes and longer episodes. We're going to hit stop.
We're going to do a little
on
deluxe
this
edition.
One, Dave's probably going to go pee. And then we're going to come back and do deluxe edition bonus tracks.
You supposed wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because you just peed your pants?
I just pissed all over the floor.
All right. This is a different episode, Dave. Huh? It was a little bit political.
Yeah.
A little bit of hot takes.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's a little bit of what? A
little bit of hot takes.
I thought you said hot cakes.
A little bit of hot cakes.
A little bit of, I think it's timely.
There's a bit of
relevant
gear.
I think you'll be able to listen back to this in a couple of years and go, oh, that was that period in time.
There was a bit of wankery in terms of guitar gear.
Oh, you thought that was wankery this episode? Wait until you hear next week's episode.
Oh, shit.
Let's play ourselves out.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Let's do the ultimate dive bomb version of Hey, It's the Noise Boys.
Let's try it. Let's absolutely do that. Let's rip it.
And Joel Watson. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NoiseholePod. Email us your song ideas and questions to NoiseholePod@gmail.com and visit us at NoiseHole.net because the .com was already taken and they want like $4,000 for it.